Well, this morning I am joined with a guy by the name of Alex Miller, and I first saw Alex when he appeared this past Sunday on American Idol, and I'm telling you what, Alex, you, my friend, I want to call you my friend because you are the down-home kind of country that we play here on the radio, and I'm so grateful that you are playing traditional, true country music. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing real good, Paul. Thank you all for calling. I'm all the way from Idaho. I'm sitting here in little old Lancaster, Kentucky, with about 6 foot of snow around me.
Well, we don't have quite that much snow, so you enjoy that snow all over there.
I sure will.
Well, let's tell people, like, first off, kind of introduce yourself. You're from American, well, you're now in competition with American Idol. Tell everybody how this all came about.
Well, this all came about 3 or 4 months ago. There was a live call for the South, and I hopped on the call for American Idol. So I didn't know I was going to do it. My mother signed me up for it without me even knowing. So I just hopped on there one night and dressed up and said, well, I'm going to do a little song I hope y'all like. And I did a song for a group of producers. Well, those direct group really liked me, so they sent me on to another group. And that group sent me on to the head honchos, and they said, well, we're going to send you out to San Diego. And I said, where's my ticket? So I was ready to go then.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. And then you played, tell everybody the song. We're going to play it here in just a little bit. But tell everybody, kind of introduce the song. Where did this song come from?
Well, this song is one about an ex-girlfriend of mine. I broke up. Well, she broke up with me, and then she wanted to get back with me. And she come back to me, and I said, well, baby, I'm sorry. I'm over you to get over me. And that's how this song coming back.
Do you write a lot of songs? Are you a songwriter, too?
Oh, I write all the time. That's my pastime between music and farming. That's my other thing I love to do. And I don't know if I'm good at it or not. I think that's for the people to decide.
you're good at it. Trust me, buddy. Hey, you know, are you sad if somebody says you sound a little bit like Hank Williams? Does that bother you?
Oh, no. Hank Williams is one of my biggest idols. I love his music. Love him to death. I've always been told as a kid to try to do things Alex Miller's way, and that's the main thing. I'm not trying to be a Hank impersonator. I just want to do Hank songs my way.
Awesome. Now, one of the things I checked out your Facebook. I want to mention this. You are involved with the FFA, and I think next week, if I'm not wrong, I think next week is National FFA Week, is it not?
I think so. It's either next week or a week after that.
Yeah. So I think it is. It's coming up very soon. I just know that. I was involved with the FFA, and it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me when I was in high school many, many years ago.
Awesome.
You are also involved. In fact, I saw some video from you on your Facebook page where you were doing some stuff with the FFA. How involved are you with that?
Well, I'm actually I'm the regional sentinel right now, and I'm doing as much as I can. Of course, COVID has really cut back on FFA events, and we need all the support we can get as far as an organization is concerned. But FFA has taught me how to be a good public speaker and be engaging with people. If it wasn't for my FFA experience, I would not be the person that I am today.
Awesome. That is awesome, and I like hearing that because the FFA meant so much to me as well. The other thing that I saw that you did, you do a lot of church-related things. You're involved in some church programs.
I do. In fact, the first place I ever sung was in church, and that's a common thing with a lot of people, I think. And it's a good thing to have because churches are always a good place to test your ability, I would say. Everybody can sing in church, and that is a good thing to have in a community. And it's a way for people to see if how people react to you and stuff. And I do a lot of church events even now. I do local churches. Whenever I get an opportunity, I never pass one up.
Let me ask you, now Luke mentioned...
And if I do a bad job, they'll pray for you too. So.
You are so correct. And then you'll have a potluck where they'll bring green bean casserole, which I always
exactly
like. So,
right.
You got to have that green bean casserole there.
Luke, cornbread with a little butter on top. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now, Luke mentioned the fact that he says, hey, you know, what would you think about the Grand Ole Opry? Have you ever thought about singing on the Grand Ole Opry? Is that something you'd like to do?
ever since I was a little boy, I have wanted to play the opera. That is the stage, in my opinion, when you're a country music artist. If you can get on there, then you've pretty well made it, in my opinion. But the opera would be the biggest event of my life. American Idol's great, but the opera would be better, I have to say.
Now, have you ever been to Nashville? You're kind of almost in the neighborhood, almost. Have you ever gone to Nashville?
Yeah, it's about 3 or 4 hours for us to get down there. But I have been and seen the opera quite a few times.
Yeah.
It's hard to think about the possibility that I could be up there singing. It's just a great feeling to know that.
Well, now you get ready. I have been to the Opry myself in both locations, the Ryman as well as the, well, it's not now not the new one, but it's the newer one, I guess you could say.
Right.
And they've got, you know, I've got some friends and buddies there. And you know, one thing that you feel like you've achieved something is when you can walk through the door that says artist entrance. So I
right.
want you to you think about that. And I think you're going to have fun there, man.
I hope I get to go. I'm really looking forward to it. Hope old Luke Bryan keeps his promises.
Yeah. I'll give him a call and tell him, straighten up over there, buddy. You got to do it.
Well,
Alex, I appreciate it. I want you to, I want to say this publicly, that anytime you want to give me a call, you got my number. Mm-hmm. And you just give me a call once you and I best of luck with this American Idol. I hope you
thank you so much. American Idol people have really taken care of me, and I didn't know how they would take somebody doing traditional country, but they've been very accepting of it, and I can't thank them enough for all they've done for me.
Well, you keep us proud. I tell you what, when you're playing that classic country, I'm going to be thinking that's awesome. So thank you so much, Alex, and you know what, keep in touch. And
I sure will, Paul. No problem.
All right. You take care.